Hey, Papa Colin, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with a backhoe loader and flowers. On a vacant lot surrounded by buildings, flowers were growing. There were violets, pinks, yellows, in short, flowers of all colors. They couldn't grow well because the buildings were overshadowing. They received good rain, but the sun's rays were rare on their pretty petals and soft little leaves. One evening, a backhoe loader entered the wasteland. She had planned to sleep there to start work quite early the next day. The backhoe loader was barely settled in a corner of the vacant lot when the flowers spoke to her and told her that they were very annoyed not to see too much the sun. They asked her if she had an idea. An idea? Well, I don't know. I would have to think a little, but right now I need to sleep. Come on, backhoe loader, go think about it, please. Backhoe loader started to think and told them, Yes, I have an idea. If you were at the top of a mountain, maybe you could enjoy the sun better. The shadow of the buildings would bother you less. Wow, that's a beautiful idea. But how do you get on a mountain, backhoe loader? Ah, well, I can help you. All I need to do is lift you up with my shovel, with a little bit of earth to preserve your roots. Then I set you aside, and I gather earth here and there, and then I make a mountain. Then, with my telescopic arm, I drop you off at the top, and voila! The flowers had a moment of astonishment because the idea seemed so great to them, but they quickly recovered. Great, shall we start now? Oh no, I just traveled, I'm tired, but if you want, we'll do it tomorrow. The flowers, all impatient, wished her a good night and resumed their conversation, whispering not to risk waking the backhoe loader. Then they eventually fell asleep, with a smile and a feeling of complete satisfaction. The next morning, the sun rose. The backhoe loader did the work that was asked of her on the vacant lot. She took the time to take a break at noon to spare her efforts and regain strength. Work began again with great intensity at the beginning of the afternoon. When the time for the end of the day arrived, the backhoe loader welcomed with pleasure and delight this well-deserved rest. The day had been hard and laborious. The flowers let her rest well so as not to risk angering her, then asked her if she still agreed to build this mountain. Promise thing, do thing. Let's go, let's attack. Are you ready?
Yes, yes, we're ready.
The backhoe loader stepped forward. She unfolded her long telescopic arm, passed over the flowers, placed her bucket and dug under them. The flowers felt a small earthquake, then flew away. After a short journey in the air, they were gently dropped off by the backhoe loader in a small protected corner. She took earth from every possible nook and gathered it into a heap in the middle of the vacant lot. The pile turned into a slope, then a hill, and finally a mountain. A huge mountain, as high as her telescopic arm could go. Once the mountain was over, the backhoe loader took the flowers and placed them at the top, making sure not to crush or pack them too much. She added a bucket of water so that the roots were well wet and could sink deeply into this mountain. The flowers thanked her from the depths of their heart. The backhoe loader, as for her, took a good shower with water first to remove the mud, then with oil to lubricate her various mechanical gears. The day rose and the sun with it. The flowers were awakened in the greatest delicacy. Feeling the gentle rays of the morning sun on her petals is a very pleasant sensation. They stretched in all directions, fully enjoying this sweet sensation of soothing and comforting warmth. From the top of their mountain, they called the backhoe loader. They gave her big smiles and thanked her 1,001 more times as they felt good at the top of their mountain. They enjoyed the sun and its benefits. The backhoe loader had worked so well that everyone found that this mountain in the middle of the wasteland, with these flowers at the top, was so beautiful that no one thought of moving it. The days passed. The backhoe loader added to the mountain all the flowers she found on the vacant lot. There were so many that everyone called it the Flowery Mountain, and it was true that it lived up with its name, this mountain filled with flowers. In addition, all the inhabitants of the buildings around the vacant enjoyed a much nicer view than when the land was abandoned. Even the smell was much better, because with the sun, the flowers could spread their different perfumes in abundance. In short, Everyone had found their account. The flowers, the inhabitants, and the backhoe loader, who had loved doing favors and making new friends. And there you have it, the story of the backhoe loader and the flowers. See you soon! Thank you, Papa Kalen.